much covers that section. Now we're going to move on to the house and the kinds of things that you see in a house. So, first of all, what room are we sitting in right now?
Living room.
Okay. And what is, we don't have one, but over the fireplace there's usually a
mantle.
Mm-hmm. And the part in front of the fireplace is called the Well, maybe I'm getting it wrong. Maybe it's the actual thing that the logs sit on.
Well, no, that wouldn't. They're not the same thing. I don't know. Fourth place. I don't know.
What about the things that hold the logs up? The individual, the little things that hold the logs up. Do you know what those are? There's lots of different names for those.
Not really.
I didn't know either until I started this work, actually.
Oh.
But some people call them andirons.
Well, those things are andirons.
The tools?
I thought so.
Okay, that's interesting. So the tools would be andirons. And some people they're usually called irons. Some people even call those things in the fireplace dog irons. Have you ever heard that? The big wood that you would put.
Logs.
Do you just call them all logs?
Yeah.
And what about
the
little pieces?
Stuff's kindling.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that the smoke goes up is the
chimney.
Mm-hmm.
Chimenea.
The stuff that you clean out of the chimney is. And what do you usually burn in a fireplace? What's the material?
Usually wood,
mm-hmm.
most of the time.
The stuff that's left over after a fire is?
Ashes.
Mm-hmm. And the place where you put your coat is the?
Coat closet.
Mm-hmm. And the place over the ceiling where you can store stuff is called?
Well, the attic, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Do you don't have an attic, or?
Well, you know, some houses are two stories, so there's another room above.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. What would you, if you had a little room for, to put the broom, what would you call that room?
Well, storage room, probably.
Mm-hmm. And what covers a house?
Roof.
Mm-hmm. And the things that take the rain off the roof are called?
Gutters.
Mm-hmm. And if usually we don't have these in El Paso, or this in El Paso, but if we're in an area with a lot of rain, we'd want to protect the house with something. What would we put on the house? Sometimes it's made
out of insulation of some sort.
The outer covering.
And things like
mm-hmm.
things of that sort. That they can use.
Would shingles be limited
more
to
on
the roof?
Roof.
Mm-hmm. What, they always talk about vinyl, something that's vinyl that you put on a house. What's that called?
I know, but we always had a brick house.
I know, we don't have these things
or
here.
Adobe house, and the adobe had cement over it. But they do use the wood slats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they make vinyl slats. They apply now.
Mm-hmm.
They say live, it'll last forever. I doubt
That's
it.
That's what they say. It might out here. What other kind of houses do you see in El Paso?
You mean
Yeah, brick houses, adobe.
Brick. Well, you do see some wood, but that's not very often.
Is there a reason for that?